Hello and welcome to the So Rare Andrew Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Laird and you on So Rare. Joined as always by Andy Black, ablack86 on Twitter, Black on So Rare. Andy, somebody figured this out in the chat. Who was it there? First one was it. Ben Johnson. Laird did not find Suno. Andy told me about it. And man, have I had some fun this week.
I like Mike's comment that like it was your son's, it was Larry's work. Like he started his own band and created the song. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Okay. That's my 13-year-old son.
You know, it has real like DuckTales intro song energy. Like that's the vibe I get. Or Rescue Rangers.
Ooh, that's a throwback. Yeah. DuckTales. Wow. Yeah, it. I hadn't thought of it like that. You've mentioned it yesterday. You were like, it kind of has that like kids show theme to it. And I was like, no, yes, it does. Yeah. But it's an absolute banger.
We'll have to like change the like the show graphic to look more like Nickelodeon, like the same font or something.
We'll work on that. Yeah. If there was ever a day to be late, this was not it, Scosmo. So you may want to just start over.
Start over, play it on 2X. Maybe not the first.
Not yet.
2 minutes. Although it's also the longest intro of all time, too.
So long. Yeah. So long, yeah. I wanted to cut it off, and I just couldn't figure out where it was. But Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, thanks everyone for coming in. Sam D was first with a very long comment that I'll get into in a minute. Toby and Spongy Tunes. That sounds like somebody who came up with our theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, first time commenter, long time lurker, give me that podium. Congratulations, Spongy Tunes, on that podium. Arthur, but does So Rare love you? We'll get into that. Mike Basson chased a podium and missed it. It happens. Kai C, just wanted to say hi. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Harry as well. And Keith and Sean. And don't forget about Quinny. So regarding the show title today, God, I love So Rare Data shows. Love that. Ben, Andy and I were talking about this before. Chinese food and So Rare Andrew's happy Thursday. That sounds like a fantastic Thursday to me.
What's your go-to Chinese order?
Ooh, I really like spicy Chinese food. So any sort of like spicy, like Szechuan beef or something. I hope. Yeah.
Like Kung Pao?
No? I mean, I will. Yeah. It's probably not like near the top. Oh, I mean, it's near the top because it's... Anyway. Surface, what's up? Philly Dilly, no idea what time the show was. They randomly clicked over at 12:58, which would be Eastern time. And we started at 1 o'clock Eastern. So well done. Hashtag blessed. Love that. Ben Johnson, also a fan of the show. So thank you very much. And Mike Basson, appreciate that. Yeah, hit the like button, everyone, if you could. Toby, what's up? I agree, Ricomon. That that intro deserved it. Abrico, Hardwick, Liam, appreciate everybody coming in. Hold on. Scosmo, or I'll watch it as the outro later. I wasn't sure if I was going to play it at the end, but now I'm going to have to. So yeah, There you go, Scosmo. Just do that. If being honest has made, I don't know what this, I'm not sure.
Mike needs to work on, you know, formulating words into a sentence.
No, I get it now. I get it now. Scosmo said Chinese chips are the best chips, which we call fries. I don't even know what a Chinese French fry is. I don't know. But Toby, yeah, Toby's on Team Szechuan. Anyway, apparently PSV have already scored.
Goose Till scored.
Oh. Did you play him?
No. I hate him.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And we got a second goal. Who we got?
The late game week hammer that is PSV just brutalizing everything.
Yeah. To be honest, my lineups are already dead anyway, so it didn't matter. And I'm going to go back to this first comment before we dive into today's topic. Sam D said, what are your thoughts on SoRare putting single-use cards in boxes, allowing you to enter them in a lineup once, then they're gone? Would bulk out reward boxes and give people something more interesting to win than level ups?
Ah, that's fun. Like a common Mbappe with like one-time use. I wonder what scarcity you'd be allowed to play them in.
All of them.
So it'd be like Mbappe, like it's like a faded Mbappe.
Respectfully, I think it's an awful idea. And I want no part of it. Joker cards. There it is. I like that. Midiozzo. I like that. Scosmo says he likes the idea of SoRare holding back 10% of the supply as loan supply, which go into boxes until used. And then they're dead? I don't know. And Ben thinks whatever scarcity you won the box day. Yeah. Andy, the topic of today's show was a comment that you made to someone else, actually, not even to me.
Yeah.
And you were like, talk about that. And so, Andy, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm not going to have much to say. I was talking to someone and I was just talking about like the game, like loop. And it's like, you set your lineups, watch your teams, you get your rewards. You're already setting your next week's lineups and planning for the weekend. And it's like, 24/7 engagement. And I was just like, God, I love this. Like and I think that we're all junkies and obsessed and I don't know, just I really, really enjoy the game loop that we currently have. I know that like people might be not loving the divisions or regions or whatever, and there's little things that people don't love, but I think overall, like the core mechanics of the game are just awesome. And that's all I wanted to say. That's it. I'm clearly like so far past the point of like return on like me ever not liking this game. I'm like obsessed.
All right. Well, thanks for everyone for coming.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why we thought we would like make that into a topic. It's just me like expressing my love for SoRare.
I don't think anybody has ever accused us as being too negative about SoRare. So I don't think
We're homers.
Who?
We're homers.
Yeah. Stans, if you will.
Yeah.
Ben's with us or with you. I actually can't stand. I absolutely hate everything right now. So I just hope they go
back.
Why
do they call them Stans?
It's from the, I assume it comes from the Eminem song. About the guy who was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
If that's not the origin of that, I'm embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed at all.
Yeah, no.
If it's something else, if anybody wants to fill me in. Scosmo said, if you like SoRare now, you'll SoRare out of the dip.
I mean, I don't know what would, I don't know what would have to like happen for me to like be upset regarding like the market. The market's going to do what the market does. I've seen it start down here, go all the way up here, come all the way back down here. I don't know.
It's a good point by Toby here. If does the topic even matter? It's not like we ever stay more than 5 minutes on it. The where was I going to? God, 3-0.
Is how about this? If we want to try to sort of stay on topic, the game loop is great for me. Where I like to be engaged in setting my lineups, and is the game loop correct for the average person? Is it correct for like DFS friends?
So I actually, before I answer that, you were mentioning this on Tuesday and you were like, you had already started your lineups for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always done that starting on Tuesday?
I don't start them. I go through a region and be like, all right, what are we cooking with this week? And just kind of get a baseline of what teams are playing, who's at home, all my homies out there.
Mm-hmm.
But just like get an idea, like this week, one of the things I noticed was PSV's not playing on the weekend St. Louis isn't playing on the weekend.
Ooh.
So there's a few big teams of mine. So it's like, oh, it'll be a lighter lineup setting on Thursday for me.
Yeah. Mike says we're admitting we have nothing better in our private lives, which, I was going to make a late swap comment and I'm just not even going to go down that road. So same question though, like, did you always do that on Tuesdays or has your kind of prep for the weekend been extended now?
It's always been like, once the next game week opens, I'll just open up the lineup, builder and Sawyer data, and I'll just kind of flip through it. So maybe it wasn't always on Tuesday. Maybe I was doing it on Wednesday, just whenever I have some free time to just start flipping through and looking at lineups.
Because I've found with the new gameplay, I'm starting like much earlier that I used to do my lineups probably like Thursday night and then totally redo them Friday, which isn't much time because the deadline is 10 a.m. for me. But I start much earlier and I noticed that I basically haven't done it this week. I'm missing a lot of cards, so I feel like I'm not going to have, I'm actually missing a lot of goalies, which has just, you would think made it easier because I have fewer lineups that I can submit, but I'm actually just degenning and being like, oh, which goalies can I pick up and what can I fill in? But I like the process now of starting on Tuesday. Like I'm making like legit, like at least draft lineups on Tuesday. And I think part of it is because midweeks are kind of, I mean, midweeks for me have always been afterthoughts. But now they like really feel like afterthoughts despite all the effort they're putting into these special weeklies. And so I like Tuesday and like working on my lineups. Like the whole process has changed. Well, not the whole process, but a lot of the process has changed for me and I'm enjoying it more. But I've also been absolutely like decimated with injuries and I'm not actually winning that much.
So you're decimated with injuries, yet you're setting lineups on Tuesday?
Well, it's mostly... So I'll explain exactly how it's been working. So the reason I start on Tuesday is because, actually, before I even go there, our good friend PSU Fans 2 thinks it's insane that people start that early. And I have always kind of said it's easy for him to do it because if he needs to like plug holes, he just has to look elsewhere in his gallery. Whereas like if I have a hole, I need to go buy someone or trade or do something. So finding out that I need someone on Tuesday is a lot cheaper than finding out I need someone on Friday morning. And so, so I basically start that and see, yeah, do I have any holes? And so because of all these injuries, it's like, man, I was not that you use the same guy in the same lineup every week, but like there were some players I was doing that with. And so it was like, oh, now I don't have that in-season contender midfielder that I planned on playing. So now do I want to actually get someone to fill that spot? Do I just distribute the other in-season cards elsewhere? And it's just giving me so much more to think about, but it also, I need more time. And that's why I start on Tuesday. I'm not smart enough to start on Thursday and work through everything.
Yeah, to be fair, that probably makes sense, especially the part where like if you do have to pick up a player, Friday morning is not the time to get good value.
So I'll pull the curtain a little bit on Lerdinho FC for this midweek. So I had three cards in contender rare. that I wanted to put in a lineup because I wanted to get midweek promoted. It was Wendell, Douglas Santos, and Alexander Grant. And if it wasn't Grant, then it was somebody else. So I didn't have a goalie and I didn't have a forward. And I was like, do I just degen into both? And I had offers out for both and never like actually went through with it. The goalie I wanted got an assist and the forward I wanted got a goal. And I was like, I should be tilting my face off because I was like, exactly the cards I needed. And then realized because of the Douglas Santos DNP, I would have sold up if I had gotten those cards. They each got decisives and he was the captain DNP. And it's like a total, it's not a one-off situation, but it's like the single piece of data where I was like, see, this is why you shouldn't buy for game week.
Yeah. Buying for one game week can be pretty brutal when it comes to something like that.
I mean, it was cards that I, there were two cards that I would have kept using. Like one of them was Matt V. Safanoff, the goalie from Krasnodar.
Yeah.
The other one was, I don't even know what the guy's first name is, Davichvili from Bordeaux. And so I was talking to him about, talking to, I think it was Harry about it. And he's like, hey, he plays for Georgia. He has Euros utility. And I'm like, let's go. Didn't buy him. Of course he scores. And
have you thought about any of the Euro stuff at all?
No. Not only have I not, well, the only thing I thought about Euros is that I probably am not participating because I used to have like a three-man Portugal stack, which is now gone when I got rid of my
champion. All of your Norwegian guys, Scandinavian guys, don't they all have like national team utility?
Some of them, but not enough. And so I had Lucas Herdeski from Bayer Leverkusen, who's the Finland goalie, but Finland got knocked out by Wales. And I was like, well, there goes his Euros utility.
Yeah.
And yeah, Cosmo said it's already too late. And yes, Ben, I wanted promotion. I want to compete in Division One everywhere. Yeah, Norway also didn't make it. Denmark's there, though. Tough group.
I want to compete in Division One everywhere except for, like, Contender where I have these awful teams and I need them to compete against bad teams.
Who was I talking to today about that? Oh, Harry. So one of these like, hey, I need a fill-in midfielder for Contenders.
Yeah.
And he sent me this one guy and I was like, oh, those are two good matchups. And he's like, he plays on the last place team. There are no good matchups for this guy. And I was like, oh, all
right. Right. Like your Atlas guys. Do you really want them in Division One Contender?
No. Maybe Jeremy. He's a D1 guy. If they ever just actually put him on the field. We've been ignoring the chat a little bit. Parapress was asking if you put if those scars are up all the time behind you.
Yeah.
Easy question. Skosmo, scouting, chatting, trading, lineups, research, watching games. It's a full-on platform. Maybe it's really just a niche product. Sorry for everyone who gets offended by hearing niche. And that's why we're not hitting mainstream users. That could be. I think I described all of us today to Sam, Ty, and Harry. We were talking. And I was like, I think we just all need to appreciate that all of us are just huge fucking football nerds. And just the world is not packed with those type of people.
Yeah, I think it's a grassroots thing as well, where it just like it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And over time, it could still explode just through pure grassroots, you know, but we're nowhere near close to being there.
Right. Scotland said, I spend all my time between game weeks obsessing over what I need to change about my gallery, not even considering the actual lineups. I mean, that's something that like Gator Guy and I've talked about, that the lineup part is actually the worst part of the game, but I'm slowly pulling back on that. Rikamon, yeah, hopefully we do get a Don back, please. And then Ben said, I have my lineups done until the end of the European season. Far easier for me because I'm a full stacker. That is hardcore. As a reminder,
that's like
all Story Data Star members can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're not a star member, Jorge, what's up? Hello from Portugal. I'm late, but I love Sora. Sam D, go back to the start. It will change your life. let's see here. Where? Sora Malta said, there's a level of excitement about setting lineups straight after the deadline. The anticipation you can do something epic until it falls flat on its face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hope, man. This game is all about hope. Philadilly says they definitely set lineups for weeks out. Yeah. And if anyone knows what's up with Darwin Quintero, Red or Dead 69, and probably Skozmo would like to know. He was the mystery.
And so we're down under, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's got his super.
Ooh. I think Skozmo does too. They're on. Yeah, there you go. Quintero. Eskimos.
It's like your Skozmo mic just switched off or something, Laird.
My mic did?
Oh, no, it's good now.
Sorry. Skozmo said everybody should get on the Dubrovka train for Euros.
Hmm.
Darwin was rested. Colombian playoffs starting soon. All right. There it is. Simple as that.
Take his word for it.
Yeah. You're right. No, some random guy in a stream told me that it was just rest. Ben says, my lineup setting is just deciding which stacks I'm going to play or bench. Very easy because we know the matchups months in advance. Yeah, but you don't know who's hurt and who's not. You know, I don't know. Andy, what do you think about this? What do you think about divisions having a cap limit? So maybe no limit for Division 1, 280 for Division 2, et cetera. Maybe that would encourage people to put the stronger teams in higher divisions.
Yeah. I've heard this before, and I think it's a good idea, but I've also heard criticism of it that I was like, and I forget what it was. It was like, oh, so you want to tell people to not make the best lineups still? And it's like, yeah, we don't really want to go back to that same behavior where we're telling people to not build great lineups. You want to tell people to build great lineups. So I don't know. I'm sure there's a good way of making that happen, but I do like the cap limit idea.
So the reason I struggle with it is because if you are in Division 4 and the cap is whatever and you get promoted, you're almost already at a disadvantage in the next one because everyone else has been playing with a higher cap and maybe you don't have those good players. It's just a totally different game playing a cap mode than uncapped, and so
the only thing that like might make sense is if D1 was uncapped and all the others were 270 or something like that, because 270 is a great you can fit a lot of stuff into 270. So
I'm still in the boat that we want as many people as possible to buy the best cards to push those values up, because values matter, Andy. Anyway. I'm with Toby here. I really think they just need to balance the rewards better to make the divisions work well, which maybe they will. I haven't been tracking them each game week to see if they've changed them or not, but they have seemed pretty receptive to feedback on it. Andy, where or are you prioritizing the seniors special weekly?
I don't know. It seems like every player on the platform qualifies as being over 30.
It's so many. 30 is such a dumb number.
I clicked into it and I was like, oh, so my whole gallery's basically available here, which makes me think that other people are going to be that same way and that the entries will be really, really, really high. Might be hard to win.
Yeah, we're currently at 762 in rare.
You can put 3 in, right?
Yes. So it's 100 rewards in rare. And Harry and I were when we did the preview show yesterday morning, it was just done. It was like 490, maybe. I think it was 490. We're now at 760. Could be at 790 by the end of the show. We kind of guessed it would be 1,000. So like you have a 1 in 10 chance of winning something. I don't know if it's good or not.
Yeah, I'm going to probably fade it, would be my guess. unless I just have like some an oldies lineup that is just like, you know, looks like it could crush, but I don't think that's gonna happen. Maybe that's a good place to play Messi this week.
So Sopsy said the limited one now has over 4,000 teams, 300 get a prize. I will say 200 of those 300 only get one box. Now the box percentages are obviously pretty good.
Yeah, but that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal. The Karupti says, as of now, there's a 5% chance to win a card. Now, again, we have 20-ish hours to go before the deadline and a 13% chance to win a box.
Yeah, and then you have people, a lot of people like me that don't set their lineups until tonight. So
yeah, mine aren't in.
Yeah, so that number could rise quite a bit.
Philly, if we're trying to add value to lower cards, I'd rather add a rare Division 5 with only loot boxes for prizes rather than cap divisions in 2 through 4. Yeah, I think they should take card rewards out of the bottom division.
I mean, I'm fine with however people want to do that. I mean, boxes are amazing. I love them. I might not be as big of a box boy as Sean. You know, Sean is like full on box boy, but I like them a lot as well. So any time that they can figure out ways to give out more of them, I'm on board.
Do you prefer the likely outcome of a market credit in your box from MLB or a level up in football?
I mean, it doesn't matter. They're both equivalents.
Yeah. So the, I completely disagree, actually. I think that the goose till another goal. Yeah. I think the market credit is infuriating. I actually hate MLB boxes. And I love football ones. And
why don't they just do level ups on baseball? Because you can use them there. Whatever.
Like I said, both are the worst in their individual game, which like technically they are. Yes. Toby said his plan was to play Ki Sung Yang in the senior competition, but these numbers make me think I should just run him in contender instead. So it's funny. I was thinking the same thing. Ki is a AAA. He has a double game week this week, Andy. And do you know why I might not play him in contenders?
Why's that?
Because Camilo Vargas is the only goalie I have available.
And I was they're like, at home, nope, though, I think, right?
I don't care. So what? They'll lose 5-2 instead of 9-2? Like,
hey, well,
two. They're not going to score nine, but I mean, score two.
Well, I mean, they tied on the weekend 2-2. You know, at home, as long as he doesn't concede three, you're in pretty good shape. So
that's a big as long as.
But he's at home.
Yeah. Is Reyes
playing homies?
Yeah, can't keep a clean sheet to save his life. Agreed. What was the Luis Reyes issue again? I don't even remember.
He had a tooth pulled, right?
Is that what it was? Shut up.
I think so. What I think somebody making that up. Roca had a tooth pulled.
Oh.
Reyes had a knock in practice. Yeah.
Is he back?
I don't know. I haven't been digging into
it. Come on, Andy.
I'm not digging into it yet.
You're my League MX boy.
Yeah.
Where's Dylan? The one with the real info. Anyway. Scosmo says the cap 240 bar when building the lineup in Sora has disappeared. What does that mean? Just look at the number. Or is it just no number now?
Who needs the bar, man?
PSV having their own special weekly of only players with Till in their name can score.
Nice. Tillman, Goose Till.
Goose. Let me see what Scosmo's talking about here. Andy, have you gotten used to the new UI for lineup setting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because boy, was everyone pissed at the beginning, and it really seems fine now.
I still don't think it's fine. There's still too many clicks to do a thing, but I'm used to it. It's fine.
It's not even the bar. There's no number also. So we're just guessing.
Thanks, So Rare. That's why you do them in So Rare Data.
Let's see. They just let me. Oh, man. Code red. Please, somebody fix that.
Yes. Skosmo, So Rare Maths. We just, you know, So Rare was like, no, our end users don't need that. They can just learn math.
So
that's a great question, actually.
From wow.
Yeah.
That's it. Is this your burner account?
No, no.
Why would you waste Messi in a Gil lineup?
Yeah.
I think only one of them is playing this weekend.
Ooh.
Or starting.
That's probably more right.
Subscribe to my Patreon to find out which one. Just kidding. Too many clicks for training, for sure. Isn't it the same number of clicks? Or it's just one more, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, it takes you to the training page and you have to click on add a team.
Yeah. Apparently the cap score isn't there for the K-League special either. All right, somebody just deleted it by accident. I'm sure they'll get it back. Don't worry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hard reset. Let's see if that even works.
It does make you wonder how stuff like that happens sometimes. It's like that has been on the platform for like 3 years now. And we're just going to...
No. Not 3 years. We haven't had Cap 240 for 3 years.
Dude, I can't keep track of time. How long have we had for
our it's been like 6 months.
How long have we had this show?
I have no idea.
It's like 2019 or something, right?
No.
2020?
I mean, no. 2021.
I have no idea.
What are we in now?
My concept of time is...
We're in 2024? Hold on. Let's see. So Rare Andrews, view full playlist, and then I just have to scroll all the way to the bottom. You know what, actually, it was, yeah, they were back on RotoWire. RotoWire, excuse me. I'm not even sure this is the first one, but this says streamed 2 years ago, and this, why don't they ever just give the date?
Hmm.
But look at this. Look at how amateurish this is. Green screen.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, yours is the same, actually. I don't even know. Oh, here we go. January 4th, 2022. I don't think that was our first one, though. So two and change, Andy? Whoops, sorry. I was going back to my Cap 240. It was definitely 2020 with RotoWire, yeah. And I joined Sur Data in October of 2021. That makes sense? 2021? Yeah. Yeah.
What was the original question?
Yeah, what were we talking about? Grem says, surely people are building their lineups in Sur Data, so whoever needs the bar. That's fair. That's fair. I hope that's what we're all doing. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So you know how they're just like obviously words or phrases in like British English that we don't use? Chips and fries, we used the example earlier. The pluralization of math is my favorite.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not just one math, Andy.
Yeah.
Maths.
Yeah, I've never really noticed that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's mathematics, right? There's an S at the end of that.
There is.
So we're doing, I told you about a project I'm working on at work. The platform we're using is, it's a UK-based product. So the entire platform is in like Queen's English. So it's like...
Not a Z to be found?
Yeah. So like the word categorization is like something that's like used heavily on the platform and there's no Zs in it.
No,
what
none.
Are you doing? What are we doing? I even switched the default language on the platform from Queen's English to US. You know, there's like a bald eagle and you select it and gives you American English. And it's funny because like still, like they still don't have all of the things. Like color I still see every once in a while. And it's like there's a U in there.
There's a U in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is. I actually... asked Surfula if he needed me to translate what this said the other day mm-hmm. specialization versus generalization.
Do they just not like to use Z's?
So much so that they call them Zeds.
What does that mean?
Did you not know that?
No.
Really?
They don't call a Z a Z? No,
no. X, Y, Z.
You're just messing with me now.
I am very much not messing with you. X, Y, Z.
No. I can't believe this. It's not true.
Yes. You actually have to spell the letter Z, Z, E, D. Three letters to spell one letter.
No. No.
Oh, I didn't know this. Z is lowercase? Is that really right? Z is capital. And get out of here. Those animals are pronounced Oh my God. You got me, Scott, but that's a great one. I had no idea that Z was the uppercase of Z, and Z is lower. That's why they all say AZ. Although I learned that in the Netherlands, they pronounce it AZ.
Ricky said, my dad called Jay-Z JZ once. Like the ultimate boomer, like boomer reference there. I love that.
That's amazing. It's zebra, not zebra. Yeah. Like Zoe Zebra from Peppa Pig.
Another kid show reference. Oh, how's the theme song to Peppa Pig go?
I can't think of it right now. Grim said it's the bastardization, which has an S, not a Z, of the English language. Yeah. Yep. JZ. I love that. Oh, they also pronounce Nike wrong. Yeah.
What did they say? Nike?
Nike.
Nike.
Of course we have Peppa Pig here. We have more Premier League than you do too. Ha!
My kids watched this like UK show. Maybe it was Australian. I don't know. Called Tro-Tro. And it was like these short cartoons that were like 3 minutes long. Like an entire episode was like 3 minutes long. It was like the fastest thing. It's like, it was like breeding ADHD into my kids. Like it was teaching them to be ADHD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it all was. Andy, literally multiple people have said this. Do you pronounce it Adidas or Adidas?
Adidas.
Adidas.
No, Adidas. Adidas.
Yeah. ZMStar says Peppa is trash. Long live Bluey. And so Peppa is great, but Bluey's in her own atmosphere.
She's what about Blue's Clues? You know, you a big Steve fan?
I was never a big Blue's Clues, although I, when I was in, was that in business school? Somewhere in school, I read like a whole thing about Blue's Clues and how great it is for like developmental learning for kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't believe it.
You didn't pay attention.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm guessing this is, because I pronounce this Puma, but would the other be Puma?
It's just Puma. I think the world can agree on that one.
Pugma? Puffma?
Don't do it.
I don't know. So the weird thing about Adidas or Adidas, neither of them sound German. Isn't it German?
I think so. I think the Puma and the Adidas company are like brothers.
Well, now they are, but not like when they started.
I think they were, no, they were brothers that split off.
Oh, and literal brothers. I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Blue Tomatoes here. Both German. Puma. Puma. There's no way. No way. Das is a German word. You're right. Das sounds like a German word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Just learning everything.
There you go. There's one company and they split them up into two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two very different things.
But two very similar companies. Adi was the founder. Just kidding. Do you say niche or niche or Nietzsche?
I'm a niche guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a niche guy.
So I was long a niche guy, and probably somebody here in the chat was like, oh, you know who it actually might have been? It might have been Tuggy. And he was like, pronounce it correctly. It's niche. And I was like,
oh, we don't have to deal with him right now. He's in Hawaii.
So oh, that's right.
So he's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So Jakob said, I just joined, but I guess I didn't miss much. You literally have missed everything. Trust me. Anyway. Carol said, we in Poland call sneakers, I mean, how would you say this? Adidasi? Adidasi?
So my question there is, do you call all shoes Adidas? Like, I need to go to the store and get a pair of Adidas. Because like in the South, in the United States, if you want to get a soda, you say, I want to go get a Coke.
Mm.
I need to get a Coke.
What do you say?
Soda.
You know what you go, ESU fans too says?
He's a pop guy.
He's a pop guy. And it's just like, oh.
So that's like a Midwest, like a Northern Midwest thing. Like that's very Minnesota, Michigan.
Yeah.
And I guess he's Pennsylvania or Ohio or something. So he kind of falls into that group. Pop guy.
Veerman just scored. It's 5-0.
Love that. I do like that.
Braden says Ohio is pop. Sean basically lives in Ohio. Michael said, you guys go get sneakers. The English go get trainers. Irish go get gutties.
Then who gets boots?
Cleats?
Yeah, that's a very American thing, I think. I need to go get a new pair of soccer cleats.
Yeah, soccer cleats. Lucas said, hearing people in England use American words like trash and store just feel wrong. What is the UK version of store? Shop? Brain said gutties can't be real. That's made up.
I feel like there was going to be a horrible name for shop.
Gutties? It sounds like a rap dance. ZM Star said sneakers in the South are also called tennis pumps. I've heard like people. Okay, everybody said shop. So that is so funny that Simo showed up just as we were talking about soccer cleats. When I was scoring the So Rare Sevens final, I didn't know, like, nobody wore numbers, so I didn't know who, like, I had to figure out a way to track who people were.
That makes it hard.
And so I literally would like write down like what, like black shorts, red shirt. And it's like that. And one of them, I wrote like pink cleats and I sent it to Mark to like, hey, does this look about right? And he just cleats. And I was like, oh God, sorry. Pink boots. They were hot though. I like those boots. My son uses boots now. And do you say garage or garage?
Just garage. The one my wife always fights with me on is syrup or syrup.
I say syrup.
You're a syrup guy.
Yeah, I'm a syrup guy. Maple.
I don't even know what I say anymore half the time. It's just syrup.
That's fair. Scosmo said the worst Americanism words used by English are epic and awesome. Those words send my balls back into my body. Honestly, I love the word awesome. I use it all the time.
Awesome is great. Epic, not epic. No, we can't be using that word.
Apparently, Bastian Schweinsteiger called them cleats in an interview with Gary Neville. Was that the same, like, will the Chicago Fire win the World Cup interview? What type of metal are soda cans made of? Oh, I like this. Andy, do you say aluminum or aluminium?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm an aluminum guy.
Yeah. I mean, nobody says aluminium.
Yeah.
I don't even believe it when like English people say it. I'm like,
yeah, they're just messing with us.
Oh, okay. Apparently we can get away with awesome with our American accents. Awesome.
What about tubular? Gnarly.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Exactly.
Oh, I got one for you, Andy. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to influence it. But how would you say this word?
Looks like a cookie, a reference to a cookie of some sort. I'm going to go with Toll House.
Yeah. Agent. Now we're just making things up. Alien or Alien. All right.
Oh, I ran into a fun one the other day. Working at a university, there's emeriti and emeritus.
Mm-hmm.
Basically faculty that are associated with the university forever. But the plural version, the one that ends in an S, actually means one person. Emeriti that ends in an I actually means groups of those people.
So I knew that, but I didn't actually appreciate the weirdness of it until just now.
Yeah, quite strange.
All right. Andy, do you say so rare or so rare?
It's funny that you say that because when you were playing around with, what was it, Suno or the
is
only
it Suno way or is it Suno?
The only way you could get them to correctly say so rare was to put a space in between the words.
Yeah, it somehow like Italianized it to sorare.
Well, isn't that the French pronunciation?
I don't know. I haven't heard Nico say it recently.
Well, what does Maxime say?
So rare. So rare. The emphasis is on the rare. Whereas we tend to emphasize the so.
Okay. Interesting.
Danny Bram's on his wrong account makes a pretty good joke, though.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind calls this game SoFi.
Don't do it.
And Trippinby tried that shit once with me, and I wasn't going to have... Like, don't. Don't. Mike Bassam, would any of us be having this fun conversation without SoRare? This is why we love it. And, like, with each other here.
Yeah. Facts.
Ooh, I like this. Andy, is SoRare a collection fantasy game or a fantasy football game? Football, fantasy, football from SoRare. What?
I think it's fantasy first. The collection part is the afterthought.
Skosma said, didn't we debunk that it actually is SO5 or SO5? They're still wrong though. I think they are. They're wrong. Who are they to decide what their game is called?
Where on the platform does it actually have that referenced?
SO5?
Yeah.
Probably in the game rules somewhere.
Okay. What we need to do is we need to take that and put it into like a ASCII character mapper and find out if they're using an O or a zero, and then we'll know for sure. We can put this to bed.
I think somebody already put it to bed. I think you're right. I think Spoon did say it. I think that was the first time that he said it and we were like, what the fuck? Andy, do you say game or investment?
You're trying to trick me here. I played the fifth on that one.
All right. So Nanzo was asking if we call it football or soccer. So Andy, actually, back to the SO5 thing, the SO is soccer. SO is how you start soccer. So it's actually soccer five. Not many people know that.
That also sounds made up.
Andy, do you pronounce it zero or zedero?
Get out of here with that. I'm still convinced that this is like people just messing with Zedero. Me or us.
I like this. It was an investment, but now it's a game. Yeah. We used to pronounce it investment. That's like how I pronounce X, Twitter.
Right.
Not only in the What do they call MLB or NBA? Does the so carry over? No, it doesn't. It doesn't carry over. Simo with the best question of the entire day. Does your wife think it's an investment or a game? And I think for a lot of us,
I think she thinks
the answer is suck. She has no idea.
It's a time suck. It's a money sink. It's lots of opinions, and none of them are game or investment.
It's literally my job. So as long as this thing keeps going, I got bills to pay, guys. Like and subscribe. Footway or sidewalk? There's no such thing as a footway. Service said, if you suddenly had Jeff Bezos' level of wealth, so literally the most, is he number one still? Did old Muskie pass him? Mm-hmm. Pass Muskie? Anyway, what kind of crazy and or spiteful shenanigans would you pull on the platform before leaving? Imagine leaving. But anyway.
I don't think I would leave. I would just buy all of like one card, and it would like, I'm going to buy every single, I mean, I already did Fred Emmings, so, but like every, I don't know, pick a random player. I buy every single Carlos Gil and be like, Sean, you can't use him anymore. And don't even put him in lineups.
So honestly, like, I don't think people appreciate like how much money the like richest people in the world have. Like it's literally almost an incomprehensible amount of money.
Yes.
That I think if you wanted to, and if money was literally no object, which it is in that situation, what if you just put a max bid of like $100,000 on every auction all the time, and you just won every card from now on?
Just have a bot that just wins everything.
Right.
And buys everything on the market that's like less than X number of dollars, and just... You could ruin the game completely.
Skosmo said he would just buy So Rare.
But then it'd be an investment.
Oh, Agent Cooper, fuck off. I'd buy a Ren collection from 3 years ago. Jeff Bezos is the only one who's getting me out of that hole. Krupti said the most spiteful thing would just be to buy So Rare and close the platform. Yeah, we don't want to do that. Simo said, don't tell me you wouldn't peg Sean in every auction you went for. How about that bot? Just like outbid Sean.
That would be fun.
If anybody falls into the Jeff Bezos money and you want my Jao Felix for 100 ETH, we can talk. Matt, that, like, definitely. Andy, how do you feel about this? Imagine how rich you would be if you had bought someone actually half decent instead of Fred Emmings.
Okay, here's the deal. Fred is half decent. He might even be a little better than half decent. He's going through some stuff right now. He'll get better, and we'll be swimming in this U23 goalkeeper limited money here soon. You know, the sad thing is like, even if he becomes a starting goalkeeper, I still lose money.
You think?
Oh yeah. Can't win them all.
Mike Basson said, talking of wives, my other half keeps asking to see the stream I was on, but I keep managing to dodge her watching it. I don't want her knowing what I'm doing instead of being with her. I just assumed everybody watched the show with their wives.
This is a good way to get away.
Nanza said, apparently pegging Sean has a different meaning in England.
Nope, same meaning.
Did you?
Exact same meaning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about this? Fred Emmings is the next Celtic number one.
Ooh, that'd be fun. We can all hope.
Do you think Fred becomes a starter as soon as he loses U23 eligibility? And then you just have a ton of challenger goalkeepers?
Yeah, maybe.
Skosmo said he's hoping to meet his wife through one of these shows. I feel like there are better places, but I don't know.
I'm going to start a So Rare hot chick account and try to scam Skosmo, I think. Try to get all of his cards. Be like, hey, hey, sweetie.
You may have to chat GPT.
I'm missing a goalkeeper this week in my challenger in season team. Can you help me out, Skazzy?
We're going down the path here. Yeah, Skazzy. No. I'm quite desperate. All he'll think is the multi-accounting possibilities.
Mm-hmm. He's going to start getting DMs.
Yeah, from everybody. Yeah. Speaking of Donsky's car parks at 3 a.m., what's going on with Soar After Dark?
I mean,
was I the last one? Like, was that the last time you guys did it when I was on?
I think so. Yeah. We'll get it back out there. You know, Jimmer's been really busy. Thursday nights are tough. This is my busiest time of the year, just like from like work, like kids, family, everything. So maybe this summer we'll fire back up.
The irony is he's actually not that busy, but like he's busy at the wrong times.
Right. Right. After dark is when he's trying to spend time with his, new baby and get said new baby to sleep. So, you know.
Yeah, those things are hard. I get it.
Yeah. And lineup nights have been increasingly difficult to do a stream on just because lineups take a little longer right now. So we would probably have to move it to like a Wednesday night or Friday night or not Friday night, Wednesday night or Monday night or something.
Right.
I coach both of those nights, so that's also a pain. Yeah. I mean, just it's tough.
Now I'm actually curious if I was the last one.
You had to have been.
I'm just going back to my favorites. I don't think that's the one with Sam. That's Trip and B. Yeah, I wasn't the last one.
Brayden's here for some medical advice, which I think that you or I are more than qualified to give a response to this. I'll let you take this one though.
Which one, Brayden?
Yeah.
If anyone in this stream has suggestions for a sore throat, let me know. Got a marathon on Sunday, so I need all the help I can get. Firstly, don't run marathons. Secondly, tea and honey.
Ooh, that's good.
That's what I got.
I'm just a cough drop guy. Like the most violent cough drop you can give me, like Halls. Like
the menthol that just like,
yep,
brings fire out of your nose.
Yep. Like, honestly, like there's like, you can buy the cheap ones and you can buy the expensive ones. You get the expensive ones that just, they taste like death, but they clear you out.
Are you like a Ricola guy? Ricola.
Those are usually not that. Like,
yeah, they're not that.
Halls,
yeah,
no,
they're
not. Halls,
they're made of honey.
What's that?
They're made of honey.
Ah, yeah. Not good enough. I need chemicals.
Who needs the doctor when I have so rare data? Cures all. Let's see.
Yeah. Good luck on the marathon.
Yeah. Full sugar Coke. Huh. Or I don't want to ask any more questions. Modadace or Modadace or how else can we pronounce this name? That's all I got. Do you think they should play their best team in Division 1 or Division 3?
Depends on how good your team is.
I guess.
No, it does. That is the correct answer.
I know.
Yeah. Were you going to share a bunch of like data on this show or are you going to save that for tomorrow?
Oh, I was going to, and then I forgot about it, literally.
So you're going to save it for tomorrow?
I might not even do it tomorrow.
Ooh.
We'll see. Simo says to get drunk between now and Sunday, and you won't feel the throat until Monday. Do you think that means continuously drunk or just drunk today, which is Thursday, and drunk Sunday?
I don't know. It depends on what you're drinking, too.
What if you're Wade Boggs and you drink 71 beers in 6 hours? Is that okay?
I don't think your throat will hurt, your liver, or just the rest of your body probably will. That doesn't seem great.
Philly Dilly.
Yeah.
Whoa, we don't take kindly to data here on the So Rare Data Show.
That's true. That's true. Philly Dilly, a big fan of the Wade Boggs Always Sunny episode, I'm sure. So he appreciates the reference.
I'll actually ask the chat the question I asked you about this data. You know what? Let's get serious for a second here. I'm gonna hide some of the data.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna hide all of it. I'm not gonna pull it up. But I looked back at all of the, not all of the lineups that were submitted, the number of managers that submitted lineups last weekend, game week 469. What percentage, and everybody in the chat can play along here. So of all the managers who submitted lineups, what percentage of those managers only submitted one lineup? I'll add in a little sprinkle that our good friend Nanzo submitted the most lineups of anybody, and it was 114, which I believe I told Andy, and his immediate response was, "I would kill myself," which was quite dramatic, Andy. But, oh, dater or darter? Anyway, data or data? Anyway, and so yeah, what is the, I'll let everybody.
We're looking for a percentage,
A
right?
percentage, yeah. And
And I think I know the answer, so I won't say anything.
okay.
You did tell me it.
Should I tell everyone how many people are actually playing? Do you think it helps at all?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
I mean, you should, yes.
Okay. So I don't have the down to this individual one, but it's about 37,500 So Rare managers submitted a lot, at least one lineup in game week 469.
That so that's just for soccer.
Football.
Soccer, yes, okay, agreed.
So it's not that many so five lineups, it's managers. See, I can't even do it. Nanjo says anyone who has less than 100 lineups is a part-timer. So,
Ooh.
oh, fun fact, Nanjo's the only one who got over 100. And yeah, it's an absurd. Andy, did you say percent or percent? Anyway.
I think he's messing with us, potentially.
Maybe. All right, so let's see what some of the guesses are. Agent Cooper said 50%. Blue Tomato said 11. Braden said 25. Ben is 5%. Johannatin 13.44. Appreciate the decimals. Vava said 70. 70%, you think, of the 37,000 people only did one lineup. That's the guess. Toby said 34%. Envy Alpha, who I haven't seen in the chat, so thanks for jumping in here, 18%.
I'm realizing something else I hate about the Queen's English, the comma instead of the period.
Oh, that is the nut low, actually. You're right about that.
Ugh.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, Philly Dilly 54, Mike Basson 69, shockingly. Mitioso 22%, Jakob 3. Let's see. Mike then guessed again at 33, 2 for Nanzo 1%. Wow. Ben said, "Do you have the data where they're playing?" Yes, I do.
Data.
You did. Yes, I have the data. Or is it data? Data. Anyway, the answer is 16.5%. So it's do that with what you with. But
Seems like a big
16% of
number,
all So Rare managers submitted one lineup. What's that?
It seems like a lot. Like how many total is that?
So it's like 6 grand. Six, I have no. Yeah, 6,281. And Andy, you actually asked me how many join. So I have the joint there, the day they join So Rare. And understandably, you don't like join So Rare and immediately submit an SO5 lineup. You know,
Right.
you play little rivals, maybe for a few months, buy some cards anyway. 6-0 PSV. Yes, Johannatin, you were very close. So GG's on that one. But the number of people who had signed up for So Rare in 2024 amongst that group was, and I literally just clicked away from it, sorry, 409. 409, shout out to the Beach Boys. And Blue Tomato is saying we need maths to do to get the answer. Yeah. So I don't know if it matters. Like how long? I feel like that many people who joined in January and are just now submitting lineups, or maybe they could be. Yeah, I don't know. Is that enough? How long should it take you to play of playing rivals and then buying cards? Because now they don't have what's the contest that Trip and B used to scam with his common card? Semi-pro?
Oh, semi-pro. Yeah.
Is it semi-pro or is it semi-pro? Anyway. I don't know if the numbers are good or not.
Yeah. But
that's what we got.
How many was it since the beginning of the year? Was it 600 and something?
409.
Or 409.
Ben's saying it's a lot of dogs and wives in the 409, which is surprising to me. Like, who's signing their dog up in 2024? Are we too worried about?
Yeah, that was a very 2022 thing, for sure.
Yeah. Blue Tomato said, it sounds low to me, but I don't work for So Rare. Yeah.
What'll be interesting is to see what that number is at the start of the European season. You know, like in August.
In August, yeah.
Or you take that data from like July to like September and get that window.
Right. Michael, the 409 is of the 16%, not of the 37,000. So there are 6,000. What did I say? 409.
So if any of those people created two lineups, then they don't fall into that calculation.
Yeah. So basically 6%. Of the people who had one lineup joined in 2024. And it's kind of astonishing how many people joined in like 2021 and are still only submitting one lineup.
That seems crazy.
Like, what is the number here? So people who joined in 2021 or before. Yeah, 1,800. Oh no, 1,900 of that group, which is wild. 30% submitting one lineup.
Yeah.
Agent Cooper said, I just realized that card prices have been going down ever since common cards were banned. Bring back commons. They were the secret after all. Who knew the free cards were the key to making uniques worth $100,000 again? And yeah, it's a long way to go to 1 million. SO5 players. Grim, I have no idea on the player location.
How do you say his name?
Where was it?
Blue Tomatoes? Yeah.
Just like that.
You say tomatoes?
No. Only for Blue Tomatoes. And I don't know why it started.
Why would you do that?
Because I believe, and Blue Tomatoes, if you can correct me, I believe that's how they say their name. Like, that's how they would pronounce it. And I'm trying to really pronounce people's names.
That's unreasonable, Laird, for you to pronounce something in a way that you think someone would want it pronounced.
Oh, that's right. It was Haber. But like Blue Tomatoes, isn't that how you say it? Because if it's not, egg on my face.
You should just say tomato how you say tomato.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Like Blue Tomatoes, how do you say tomato? I like this upside here. This Skosmo said, it's quite good to hear that we're only at 37,500 active users. It sounds like a lot of room for growth. And he would be worried if we were at 150,000 and these prices were where they are.
That's total glass half full. Outlook there from Skosmo. I love it.
The glass is overflowing. It's not even half full. Oh man, Blue Tomatoes said not English or American, but I don't care if you're English or American. How do you say it? Mitioso says 19,000 dog and wife accounts. What is it?
He said like you normally say it, not when you pronounce my name. He's a tomato guy.
Just tell me. I'm looking like an asshole for months. Anyway. All right, Blue Tomatoes.
I love that out of all things, at least we solved that today.
It's a good point.
We solved the pronunciation of Blue Tomatoes today.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, also,
now I want to see an alt next week, a blue potatoes, yeah, and see Laird calling them potatoes.
This is great. Where did the other 1.2 million players go? He got divorced.
Yeah.
Here we go. Sora need to sponsor the next FIFA game. Whew. That'll get the casuals in.
Or they should just make their own FIFA game where you can only use the players in the game if you own their cards. Yeah, clearly that's what they need to do.
Yeah, why haven't they done that already? Figured out the box graphics. Surely,
I mean, they can't figure out rewards, so how are they going to figure out game design?
That's fair. That's fair. all right. I think we've gone long enough. Andy's busy. Do you guys want to hear the song again? And
yes, of course I do.
Well, I just want to hear if people do. I'm playing it anyway. But yeah. So who is that? Brones? How would you pronounce that? Brones?
Or would you say Brones? Brones, yeah.
Brones, sorry. Me too. That's a good one. Are you busy though? He's very busy. Very busy. Oh, hell yeah. All right, Mike's into it. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Please like and subscribe. And yeah, let's hear the music again. Later, everyone. Welcome to the Soul Electric Show, where we talk fantasy football, but you never know. We'll start with the game, but we'll soon go astray off topic discussions that we play. Just a small part.